Michael Landsberg is one of the most recognizable names in Canadian sports journalism. Best known for his time as host of TSN's Off the Record, Landsberg is now a mental health advocate, working with his charity, Sick Not Weak.
Well, what we do is we try to get people to share by sharing. And the whole purpose of Sick Not Weak is to change people's view of mental illness. Just by our name, it's pretty clear what we want people to see mental illness as. We want them to see it as a sickness, not a weakness. And if that were to happen, if you could all of a sudden take everybody in Canada and somehow implant in their brain the knowledge, the belief that mental health challenges like depression and anxiety and like bipolar are sicknesses, not weaknesses, then the stigma would disappear. And if the stigma disappeared, so many amazing things would happen that we would be in a whole different place. But right now, unfortunately, whether it be where you are or all the way to Victoria, the majority of Canadians in between, even though they won't admit it, they do believe that mental illness and physical illness are different things, and therefore somehow there's the belief that mental illness is self-inflicted. So our goal is to change people's perception of that. And you know, it's not, I mean, that simply is what it comes down to. Obviously, there's different ways and there's different aspects of mental illness that we attack, but in general, that's what we do.
Landsberg says he feels it is important for people to have an open conversation about their mental health.
Well, it's important because they don't. So, you know, I don't think anyone would go around saying that people need to talk about it if they already were. The problem is that, unlike many other illnesses, people don't talk about it. And if you don't talk about your illness, then maybe you don't go get help. Maybe you suffer in silence. Maybe you do go get help, but you carry the secret around and you feel shame and embarrassment because you don't feel empowered enough to come out and share. So there's all kinds of terrible things happening, including, we hear all the time, everybody knows someone who took their life. And we, many of us, know multiple stories of people who end their lives without anyone ever knowing that they were suffering. If they had come out and shared, if the people around them had known that they were struggling, if they had been encouraged to go get help, maybe, not in every case, but maybe, sometimes they would not have taken that horrible step. So sharing is hugely important.
Many people reach out to Landsberg for help with their mental health struggles, help which he is happy to give. And he shares this advice for anyone who's struggling.
What can somebody who's suffering do? Well, the first question is, how do you view your illness? How do you see yourself? Do you see yourself as sick the way you would if you went to the doctor and you found out that you had rheumatoid arthritis? Or do you see yourself sick in a way that, yeah, you know it's sickness, but maybe it's kind of your fault? Maybe that you have not appreciated the good things in your life. Maybe you need to find a different way to approach life. Maybe you're just a complainer. Maybe everybody suffers from bad days and bad times, and maybe you've made it into this thing like that you think is an illness. So the question is, how do you see it? Is it the same as a physical illness or not? And if you don't see it as the same, then you need to work on that, because if you carry shame and embarrassment, and as I said before, that leads to bad, bad things. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, are you getting help? Really simple question, should be easy to answer, but it's not. Because we know, especially men, well over half the men that suffer from serious mental health symptoms do not go to the doctor. They will suffer in silence, either because they don't recognize the illness or because they're ashamed to go and tell it to someone else, or maybe they think it's their own fault, that somehow it's self-inflicted. That's a huge thing. You need to go for help, because left untreated, it will either kill you or kill your spirit, one or the other. And even though the majority of people with depression, for instance, don't end their own life, their life can be ended as they know it by this illness. So you need to go and get help. You need to change how you see this illness. This is all stuff that you can do, but this is stuff that many people don't do.
Adam Pike, Kicker News.